Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
Today's message is emotional healing, breaking the power of fear. A survey stated that approximately 52 million American adults suffer from fear or anxiety disorder. Anxiety disorder is an emotional and mental health condition that involves excessive and persistent feelings of fear, worry, dread, and unease. Anxiety and constant fear can increase the risk of developing physical health problems. Folks, God wants to heal you of all your fears, but you must ask Him. Jesus said, "Ask, and it shall be given." When we seek in faith, we'll find it. And if we are persistent, that's the knocking that the scripture says. God is sure to answer our prayers. Thank God for what He did this morning. I want to give you a prayer that we find in Jeremiah 17 and 14. It says, "Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved." In Joel 2 and 32, it says, "Whoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered." God doesn't want us to live in fear. Instead, He wants you to rely upon Him in faith and believe that He will be there with you through every difficult situation that you experience. See, God does not want His children to fear. And let me explain what I mean about God's children. You become a child of God by asking Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, by confessing your sins and turning away from them, and then going on to obey God's word, the Bible. In John 1 and 12, it says, "All who believed Jesus and accepted Him, He gave them the right to become the children of God." And I'm going to say it again. God does not want His children to fear. In Isaiah 44 and 2, it says, "Thus says the Lord who made you, who formed you from the womb, fear not." God didn't create us to live in fear, but to live by faith. That's found in Hebrews chapter 10 and 38. "Now the just shall live by faith." Yet fear is one of the oldest and the strongest emotions of mankind. The origin of fear is based upon not completely trusting God and trusting His word. Fear originated actually in the Garden of Eden. Satan's deception led Eve to distrust God and to distrust His word. We find this in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 2 through 6. And I'll just read some of it. In her conversation with the devil, the woman replied, "It's only the fruit from the tree in the middle of the garden that we are not allowed to eat of. Because God said, you must not eat of it or touch it, or you will die." Well, the serpent, Satan using this animal, the serpent said to the woman, "You won't die." Now listen, folks, the moment someone says or infers that God is a liar, it's time to stop listening. Because you are dealing with a demonic force. That's important. Jesus describing the devil, and this is found in John 8:44, he said he was a murderer from the beginning. He has always hated the truth because there is no truth in him. When he lies, it's consistent with his character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. And folks, he has great deceptive power over those willing to listen to his arguments. And I'm warning you about this today, because the Bible warns us about this. I want to give you a short testimony. There was a funeral. One of my friends, relative, passed away. I went with them. And some of their relatives had left the Baptist church to become Jehovah's Witness. So I'm saying, why would an ex-Baptist want to become a Jehovah's Witness? I went and I asked them. And they said to me, well, it's because the church we went to, they didn't really have the love of God and then all this other kind of stuff. And I kept listening, trying to hear what they had to say. And Jesus said that you would love one another. So Ken, that must be the church. We have a church where people love us. And they just kept going on and on. And people, as God is my witness, something began to grab my mind. And I said, oh my God, what in the world is this? It was a demonic force grabbing my mind. And it was because I was willing to hear a lie. When you open yourself up to receive something other than what the Word of God says, there is a demonic force behind it that can bring you in to bondage. Now me, I left the house immediately. I went up and down that street rebuking that evil spirit. I'm telling you the truth. Probably about 15 minutes until it left. I renounced it. I repented. I said, I'm not trying to be a Jehovah's Witness. Get out of here in Jesus. I just went on and on, kind of yell and everything else. And finally, it did leave me. But listen to what the Bible says about this. In 1 Timothy 4:1, it says, now the Holy Spirit tells us clearly that in the last times, some will turn away from the true faith. Why? They will follow deceiving spirits and teachings that come from demons. The devil has persuasive power of deception that if you're not careful, it will bring you in and bring you into bondage. I can think of several people who are formerly even ministers of the gospel who got deceived. If you are open to hearing slander against the teachings about Jesus and the Holy Spirit, you can be influenced by demons who will place you under mental bondage. Listen to what the devil said to Eve after this. He said, God knows that your eyes will be open as soon as you eat it, and you will be like God, knowing both good and evil. And when he said that, the woman was convinced, and she saw that the tree was beautiful, and its fruit looked delicious. But the devil deceived Eve to use her own reasoning instead of God's word. Now, folks, I'm talking to you today because this is what allowed sin and fear to affect humanity. And perhaps this is the time to actually say this. We have to make a decision shortly on how we will vote. And I am not talking up one party or another, because how we vote is much more important than who we vote for. The thing I need to share with you is you need to vote what the Bible says. Vote the Word of God. And if you're a child of God, you've accepted Jesus Christ as personal Savior and Lord. You've truly repented of your sins, which means you agree with the Bible. Then God expects you to vote what His Word says. Now, I'm saying again, I am not advocating who you should vote for on either side. But what I am advocating is vote what the Scripture says. Agree with God. Eve did not agree with God. She agreed with this deception from the enemy. God wants you to agree with His Word. Let me say this. How many of you are going to heaven? Seriously. You're going to heaven? Well, guess what? First, you're a citizen of heaven. And secondly, you're a citizen of whatever nation, whether it is here or somewhere else. But heaven is where you'll spend eternity. And the Bible tells us we discern our truth from the Word of God. In 2 Timothy chapter 3 and 16, it says, all Scripture is inspired by God and it's useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. So our direction in life comes from the Word of God if we belong to Him as His children. Spiritually, this election is about Israel. And God is depending upon our spiritual influence to cause others to see the truth. You know, we pray, and this is how Jesus told us to pray. He said, pray, our Father in heaven, may your name be kept holy, may your kingdom come soon, and may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We are told by Jesus to pray this prayer, and it's a daily prayer. But in return, God is expecting us to be light and salt in this culture. In fact, Jesus said, you are the salt and the light of the world.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve, and each of us have a prophetic destiny. Every person born is simply searching for the why and the how of their existence. Everyone wants to know, why am I here? And how do I accomplish my true purpose? Well, the why and the how of our existence can only be found in God, our Creator. The Bible says, know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us and not we ourselves. Your purpose is discovered by receiving Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. And you will never gain greater satisfaction in life than to serve your true purpose. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that's alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
God's plan is for His Son, Jesus Christ, to sit and rule in Jerusalem 1,000 years. And then heaven itself is going to come down to the earth in that location, in Jerusalem. So the battles that we see in the natural, in the Middle East, and it has always been, But now, since 1948, the prophecies have begun where God has brought Israel back into the land. And God said, no one shall ever take you out of the land again that I give you. And though they are surrounded by lots of nations that are totally against us, and they want to divide the land and give some to other people, God says, no, that's not what I decided. God is going to judge the nations who divide Israel. Now, you have to understand that in the natural, it looks natural. There's a fight between people about the land. Why not divide the land? Let some people in the natural have and others. Folks, that's God's land. The earth is the Lord's. The Bible says, and all of the people belong to him. In other words, they are under his authority, regardless of what they want to do. Now, God doesn't just, you know, kill people for not listening to him, but there will be a final judgment. We are witnessing something prophetic in our time going into this election. We are witnessing what God wants to happen in the Middle East regarding his son, Jesus Christ. And so when I say vote the Bible, you have a clearer understanding of what I'm saying. We need to make sure we're on God's side in everything that we do if we're his children. Because if we don't agree with God, what are we doing? I don't know a company, I don't know a CEO that will let you work in their corporation and you don't agree with them. Do you? They may smile in your face, but when you leave the room, they'll tell their HR director, don't hire that guy. He doesn't believe in our values. He doesn't accept what we believe here. And so I'm sharing with you guys the importance of your decision. And listen, some people say, well, I don't know how to vote. I don't know. Listen, you do know how to vote. Vote the Bible. This issue with Israel is so important that we who are grafted into the vine with Abraham, the Bible says, we are now the children of God. We were Gentiles. We were outside, but now we're in the camp. God has given us at this prophetic moment in history the ability to support his prophetic future for his son, Jesus Christ, and the world. You've heard a lot of people say this is going to be a very important election. Well, folks, I'm talking about a whole nother level. It's a level that really will determine what happens with Israel as we continue into this new year. So what am I saying? I'm saying if you're a child of God, he wants you to support his word and his prophetic future for Jerusalem and for his son, Jesus Christ. The war is still raging. And you have the power to vote God's prophetic will. Now, folks, that was the message I got this morning. The Holy Spirit said, I want you to say this. Explain to them that this election really has to do with my people Israel. It's not about the candidates. It's not about their position. It's about my prophetic plan. And ask them to support whatever my word says. So this message today is about breaking the power of the spirit of fear. Listen, folks, if you come against this culture, some of them are going to come at you with both feet and both fists. God doesn't want you to be intimidated by the devil. Some of your own family members are not going to like you if you support the word of God. But I say it this way, they have no heaven and hell to put you in. Jesus said, don't be afraid of the person who is able to kill the body, but the one who can put the soul and the spirit in hell. The most important person that you must please in this life is God. That's why Jesus said, if you love me, you must love me more than your mother, your father, your wife, your husband, your children, even your own self, or you cannot be my disciple. Folks, we are in a prophetic moment where God wants to break the spirit of fear off of our nation. Fear of the cultural, political police and corporations and all kinds of individuals who will come at you because you support the word of God. The Bible says, if God be for you, then who? Who? Who can be against you? There is no one who can successfully oppose God. And yet he has chosen us as his children to be his ambassadors here on earth. So please vote. We're salt and light. We influence this culture for the kingdom of God. The Bible says Jesus Christ came saying to the people and to the world, the kingdom of God is at hand. God's kingdom begins on earth before the millennium comes. Right now, it's our opportunity to represent God here on earth, to be the salt, to be the light, to let the world know the truth. Because very soon, we're all going to be standing before the judgment seat of Christ and others before the judgment seat of God. And I think the world has the right to know the truth, don't you?
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We're so grateful for your continued support and listenership. If you've been blessed by our ministry, we humbly ask that you consider helping us keep this daily broadcast on the air by making a donation. Your contribution will make all the difference. To give, simply visit our website at aplacetogrow.org. Every gift helps us continue spreading the message of hope and encouragement. May God richly bless you, and we look forward to being with you again tomorrow. Today's message is emotional healing, breaking the power of fear. Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
Thank you for listening to A Place to Grow. If you have never accepted Jesus Christ as personal Savior, and you would like to do so, pray this prayer with me. Lord, forgive me of all of my sins. I am so sorry for them. Jesus, come into my heart. Be the Lord and Savior of my life. You said, with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he makes confession, resulting in salvation. Thank you for saving me. I am born again. Now, if you meant that, Jesus Christ has come into your heart, and he is now your Lord. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the Lord will never be disappointed. You are a new creation in Christ. I want to encourage you to keep on praying, to keep reading your Bible. Go to church. and we'll continue to tell you what the Word of God says for your life. God bless you. Keep listening to A Place to Grow.
Thank you for being with us today for A Place to Grow. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hurst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR. Sunday at 2:30 right here on Bible School.